So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Dan. So in this podcast, I want to talk to you about how you can get a 6% return on your net worth. Now look, it's really easy to do. And before we actually get there, I want to talk to you about what your net worth is and why this number is so, so important. Now, I actually say that your net worth is irrelevant to a large extent, which is absolutely true. It doesn't matter if your net worth is 100 grand, 10 grand or £1 million. It's really to do with what your monthly cash flow is. Because if you're generating £3,000 a month and your outgoings are £2,000 a month, you never need work again. Let me say it again. If you're generating £3,000 in and you're only spending £2,000 out and it's on automatic, you never need to work again. So to some extent, your net worth is really not relevant. Except in this instance, it is. So let me tell you what I mean. If you've got that £100,000 and that's your net worth, but that £100,000 is actually invested in shares, that's the thing that's going to give you a 6% dividend every year, depending on the shares that you invested in. You can put it into an ISA, for example. So let's give you another example here. If you did £2,000 a month, which is about 24 grand, which is more or less what the ISA limitation is every year. I think it's about £20,000 a year. But if you did that every year for the next 5 years, there is your £100,000 a year. That's a £6,000 a year income from dividends, and it's all tax-free if it goes through an ISA, which is a wrapper which enables it to be tax-free. So, and there's a great saying, by the way, a meme by Warren Buffett, and it says, look, you've got to get to the 100 grand. Once you get to 100 grand, life gets pretty interesting, but getting to the 100 grand is really, really hard, but it's so worth it. You've just got to do it. You've got to cut your costs. You've got to eat in, don't go out, do anything that you can, get a second job to get to the 100 grand. Now, this is obviously if you want to be a dividend investor or investing in shares. If you're a property investor, you don't need to wait till you get to 100 grand. You just need 20 grand. 20 grand is a deposit on a buy-to-let. You get a mortgage. That's going to pay you about £200 a month. That's £2,500 a year anyway. That's a really nice return, by the way, and if you can do that, great. But most people find that really difficult. You know, most people saving, about £2,000 a month to get £24,000 in 1 year, that's quite hard. And it's quite demoralising getting to that. It might take 3 or 4 years. So one of the things that you can do is actually start putting some money into an ISA. That pays you a dividend and hopefully the shares go up as well. And then in 3 or 4 years, you can sell that and that'll be enough to get your first property. One of the mistakes that people make, however, is that they buy a house and they're so busy paying down the house. So they buy a 100 grand house and they're desperate to get it for nothing to save on the mortgage. And yet mortgage rates like 1%, 2% maximum. It's ridiculous. 2% on a £100,000 house, you know, so 20% would be 20 grand, 2% is 2 grand. You're paying 2 grand a year to live in your house. It's less than £200 a month. Why would you do that? Instead, you could put £100,000 into 5 different properties and that's going to pay you £1,000 a month. Big, big difference between the two. So this is the bit I want you to differentiate. If you've got a house that's worth, let's say, 200 and you owe 150,000 on it, you've got 50 grand there, you're not earning 6% on that. You're paying 2% on the rest of the mortgage interest. This is one of the things. Now, that's not a bad thing, by the way, because that's good debt. The difference between good debt and bad debt is that good debt is, you know, anything under 5, 6% or anything that's going to generate your cash. Bad debt is credit cards, loans, car loans, shopping loans. You remember the old Little Woods magazines that you used to get and £4 a week for these trainers over 52 weeks. Do you remember those? Thank goodness they really don't exist too much. Even Bright House went bust, didn't it? And they were just, you know, you can buy this £400 sofa for £800 plus all this interest as well. But this is the bit that's really important that I need you to get, is that if you're busy paying down your house, you might be increasing your net worth, but your net worth is irrelevant because it's not doing anything for you. It's not generating your cash flow. Whereas if you had 100 grand in stocks and shares, that will pay you 6%. Like, you know, 6%, 5%, 7%, 4%, 8%. Like, who knows? It's going to average out over a period of time. But the S&P 500 has given like 8, 9% over the last 20, 30 years. And the FTSE 100 has given 4 or 5% over the last, probably more actually. I don't know what those numbers are. But that's the point that I'm getting to. Most people, sadly, they go off on trying to pay down their mortgage debt on the house that they live in because that's what their parents did. We don't live in the 1950s and we don't live in the 1970s or even the 1990s. This is 2020, folks. I currently rent the house that I live in. I don't have a mortgage on this house. Now, that might change in the future when we actually work out where we want to live kind of full time. But there's nothing wrong with renting. Oh, well, it's just dead money. It's not dead money. You can use the deposit on the mortgage. You know, if you're saving up a 20% deposit on a 100 grand house, you could put that onto a buy-to-let instead. That's going to generate some cash flow, which will actually go towards paying down your rent. So it's definitely not dead money. But the key here is understanding what your net worth is. And now, if you've got credit card debt, you've got to get rid of credit card debt, car loans, bank loans, store cards, anything like that, Next cards, whatever they do there. You've got to get rid of that. You can only survive for so long paying 20% APR, 20% interest on these outgoings that you've got. And if you've got yourself into a muddle and you're owing 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 pounds, my credit card bills was like 80 grand is what I owed at one point. You've got to find a way of paying that down. And like we say, you've got to cut back on everything. You've got to get a side hustle, second or third job. You've got to do anything that you can to get rid of that debt. Once you start getting rid of that debt, then you can focus on what your net worth is. Then you can focus on investing in stocks and shares. And if you run your own business, wondering how you can reduce your profits, pensions are a great way of doing that right now. So this is where you need to be. And these are the types of conversations that you've got to be having. Now, the final bit I want to just say on this is about your friends and your environment and the people that you're hanging around with. These are the type of conversations that you should be having with your friends. And if you're not having these conversations and you're talking about Love Island or basketball or COVID or COVIDiots or Trump, you've got to start getting different levels of conversations, because you've got to be having conversations where you're discussing what shares give the best dividends, what's the best loan if you're going to have to get a car, what's the best loan and what's the best cash back. What Facebook groups should you join to get the best discount deal? So, like, I'll give you another example here, actually. One of the things that we've done for a number of years now is that throughout the year, we buy Christmas presents throughout the year. And when something comes on offer, we buy it, goes in the basement, and then we've already got it. So when we get to December, it's all paid for. We're not then having to find X number of pounds to go and find gifts and whatnot for each other. Like, I just bought two microphones, which were $16.99 each. We got them for $3.99. And these are the Lavalier lapel microphones, from 17 quid down to 4 quid. I bought two of them. Like, they're getting sent to the UK, by the way, and I'm not going to get to the UK for at least another 4 months, by the sounds of it, probably Christmas time. And so I won't pick them up then. But I know around that time, I'm probably, because I go through microphones, these little lapel microphones, they always get damaged in some way or other. I get a lot of use on things. So that's going to get used up, right? So I just saved myself, I don't know, what was it? It was 18 quid each down to 4 quid. I said £14 each, £28. So you don't have to buy Christmas presents in December. You should be forward planning, but the only way you can forward plan properly is when you don't owe the banks any money, the credit cards any money, the car loans, the store cards, all of that stuff. Then you can start taking advantage. Honestly, this is the way that it works. When you've got money in the bank, life gets cheaper, because then you can decide what to buy and when. Like, you know, we went for a stage of on my buildings insurance for some of my properties, it's like £4,000 in total for all the buildings insurance on all the properties where I need, where I actually own the houses, not apartments, because they would have got their own insurance by the block company. But, you know, it was like £4,000. And so I would get that on a loan and pay it monthly at 20%. That's costing me £800 just in interest alone. So then what we would do is we'd make sure we'd have the money, we'd pay $4,000 in one go, and then we'd move money into this spare bank account that we had, but we'd then pay for that every month. So we'd pay money into it every month, and then, so we'd pay the £400 a month, which is what it would cost us, but instead of that account not having the extra £800 and the £800 going to the insurance company, that bank account is now starting to get ahead of the game. Because we've got cash in the bank and we can pick and choose what we're going to pay and when. Which means that instead of putting stuff on APR, like insurance, which is something we've always done, car insurance, we've always put it on APR. You know, you pay monthly for everything, don't you? So it makes perfect sense to put your car insurance and spread the payments monthly. It's just something I've always done since age 23 or whatever it was. Something that your parents told you to do. And it's crazy. I'd much rather save 15 to 20% on that. When you add up all of the things that you pay for, all the insurance and service charges, for example, we now pay, like, on some service charges, you can run it through one of the, what's it called, Premier Finance, whatever it's called. They charge 15 to 20% as well. So now instead of doing that, we just pay the service charge in one lump. We pay that monthly into the bank account, and that bank account just keeps on getting topped up. It's a great way of doing it. Because then when you start saving cash and you have cash in your bank, you're in much greater control and you are then able to buy and spend when you want to buy and spend, when the deals are on offer or when you can buy it in one lump sum instead of having to pay APR. But think about paying all that stuff down. Then you can start moving into making savings. And I don't like the word. Savings for me is a dirty word because you should be investing. But the only reason you're saving is to start moving that money into investing. So when you can start to get to £1,000 a month, £500 a month, £200 a month, and all that is going into an ISA or a pension or whatever, you know, you've got the proper financial advice, which I can't give because I'm not a financial advisor. So anything I say is just my opinion. You can't work off the basis of what I say. This is just what I'm doing in my life, so just a little caveat there. But this is exactly where you need to be. All right, hope that helps. Let me know if you've got any questions. Stick them in the doc box down below, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.